Good morning, Boker Tov. We find ourselves now in the period called the Sheva Dinachemta, the 7 weeks that follow between Tisha B'Av and lead up to the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. I'll call the Sheva Dinachemta, the 7 weeks of comfort, which are named after the Nevi'im that would read from after the Kriyat Torah on Shabbat, that would read from the Psukim that comfort us. But what's the idea of comfort, and what's the idea of seven comes up in another area as well? The Chas V'Shalom, when one loses a relative, so one sits for 7 days. And there are 7 days of a mourning period that one follows. And I want to reflect on one element of that time period, and that is called the Sudat Havra. That when one comes home after the burial, so there's a halakha that it's actually asur to eat your own food. That there's a obligation on the community to make sure that they come and they feed the Aval. They feed the one who is sitting Avelut. And the idea is he's not supposed to eat his own food, he has to eat from the community. Why? And it's something that extends into the rest of the days of the mourning period, is that we have to make sure that the community takes care of the Avel. That the Avel does not feel like he's experiencing this major loss, this major transition in his own life, when he is alone, when he is Levad. But he has to make sure that he feels this in the context of an entire community. And in a very different way, we find a similar concept that comes up when a chatan and kala get married. After they get married, we make Shabbat brachot. And it's actually very strange, because when you think of it, the chatan and kala, they've been waiting for so long to just be left alone, and to go away from everyone, and to spend time by themselves together without anyone else, and then for 7 days, all their friends and all their family will come together for these long meals, and we'll talk about them, and we'll have to be social, and have to interact with them for so long. What's the idea? Very similar idea. That when one experiences such a major transition in life, so one is not able to do that alone. But they have to ensure that they do that in the context of a community. And perhaps the same idea is something that we experience right now. It's something that we have the ability to be mechazekin, is the concept of not experiencing our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad alone, but to experience it in the context of a community, to experience it in a way where everyone is looking out for another person, everyone is making sure that they're taken care of, making sure that they're fed, making sure that their physical needs are taken care of, especially when a major life transition takes place, but even on a day-to-day basis. And something that's so beautiful, at least for me, to be a part of the shul here during the summer, is so beautiful to see. Whenever there's food, everyone is always looking out. Are you fed? Did you eat? Come, take. Everyone's always looking out for each other. It's always a very special thing. Exactly. But that's a very beautiful idea, and something that we could be mechazek on. That way, during these 7 weeks, we could make sure that everyone else is taken care of. That way, we could stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom Kippur, and we could say, Ki Anu Amecha, that we are your nation, and everyone should have a wonderful day.